guys, welcome back to another episode of the Rock Rewind Review. I'm Jay.
I'm Mel.
And we're in. This is a two-piece tonight. We got a lot to get to.
Yeah, we're going to do some listener mail.
And why are we doing that?
Well, because the inbox was getting a little full, and the little red circle, the number was getting too large to handle.
Like on every device. There's like 20 devices here that are just blowing up. And the other side of that is we have, I guess, a part of our socials have changed.
Well, I wanted to clarify the Twitter handle because it is at podcast RRR. We had some people write in and say that because we say it at podcast triple R, they were thinking to put the word triple in there, and that is not the case. So it's at
correct.
Podcast RRR. And then the other new and exciting information is that the website is been revamped and the links are all now live. And at the bottom, and now that we've done this, we've kind of opened up an even more opportunity for mail, which is great. I'm not complaining. But at the bottom, there's a form that you can go one-stop shop.
But it's more direct.
Yes.
There's not like, oh, let me hit them on Twitter, then hit them on their email, and then hit them, wherever, or Insta. Now there could be like one spot, and Mel's definitely going to explain that to you.
Yeah. So if you go to the website, it has everything. So you can link right to Patreon right there. All the different platforms that the podcast shows up on is linked. And then there's the social links right to Twitter, right to Instagram. And then there's the form at the bottom that you can reach out and contact us right at the bottom. And the requests that we make are just your name. You don't have to give your last one. Just your name, your website, or your email, sorry, so that we can get back to you. A subject, if you feel like it, and then the actual message would be great, obviously. Since you're taking your time, you probably have something to say. But now it's all together. So, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's like listener mail, listener corrections, or anything that really you want to say. And so with that said, we get so much listener mail, it's just like stacked up. We feel it's important to you guys that you've spent the time to ask questions, and we're going to take an entire episode to answer some of those. Obviously, we can't get to all of them, and hence this show. So, without further ado.
Oh, we're going right in.
I mean,
you want me to read the first question right now?
This is a lot.
All right.
We got a lot. What else? If you had something else, that's fine.
Well, I was just going to tell you, since we're talking about mail.
Oh, yeah.
I sent some mail the other day, and guess what I mailed?
I'm not your postman. I have no fucking idea.
I mailed a check. And for those of you that are here and are still listening from the first episode, you know exactly why that matters. But without further ado.
I hope it's for your back taxes or something.
No, it's just my rent check.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't own. I rent.
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
I don't pay rent.
Good for you. All right, ready? First question. All right, so this question comes from a friend of the show named Art, and it reads, Dear Triple R, recently...
That's RRR, though. Don't write triple. We've been corrected
right.
by a
friend.
Content creator from this show.
Yeah. Recently, Pantera announced their return to the stage and tour with original lead singer Phil Anselmo. Although I had mixed feelings because of the feud with the Abbott brothers, RIP.
Yeah, RIP.
But having legends like Zach and OG Rex on the bass and Charlie on drums, you can bet your sweet tits. Mm. Oh, my. I'm going to watch. And again, I'm reading. I'm not betting my sweet tits. Do you think OG Pantera fans like our generation are going to flock to the show? Do you think Phil deserves to be back in the band? I'm also torn as a fan of the Abbott brothers and the original band. But I also love Pantera and their hits. Long question, loyal listener, Art.
Party on, Art. I'll chime in. And this might be like a four-part question. Three-part answer.
Well, he does say it's a long question.
And that's fine. And that's why we're doing this.
Right.
Well.
Agreed.
He took the time to write that out.
I mean, it's two paragraphs.
Right. So he would want that answered and answered correctly.
Thoroughly.
And thoroughly.
Yes.
So I will say, and I really don't care.
Okay.
There's some cutting room floor archive footage that's out on Patreon at patreon.com/TheRockRerunReview. It just actually dropped Thursday, which would be yesterday.
Correct.
And we kind of covered that. But so Art asked a question on the free show, so we won't put the answers behind a paywall. But if you want to dig into it deeper, feel free on patreon.com/TheRockRerunReview. But to answer Art's question, I'll do it backwards. I think Phil does deserve a chance to be back in the band if he truly wants to be there. And without getting too much into the weeds, we all know there's a lot of controversy there with all those guys and different things. And it's, look, and for those of you that know, and for those of you that are true Pantera fans, you know, it's been 25 plus years of kind of strife and like different bands, and they're going through different things. And but what does that really do? I mean, like they're struggling, they're fighting, and they're doing whatever. But like the fans are the ones that are like suffering. We're over here listening to 20 plus year old stuff, and like, I mean, not that it's bad, because it's fucking great.
Well, can I put my pennies in?
You can, yeah. Just two.
So do you think Phil deserves back in the band? And this is what I'm going to speak to specifically, is in my world, the lead singer is usually the band. Like, without Phil's voice, is it really Pantera? Because for me, you could throw any drummer, any bassist, any guitarist in there, and I'd be like, okay, but that's me.
In any other situation, I would agree with you that those guys are a dime a dozen, guitar players, drummers, whatever. But it's not. And it's not Van Hagar. It's not Van Halen. Okay. Right, those are two different bands. Oh,
thank you.
Right, so, right, but this is, and I'm agreeing with you. It's really not, if you're, okay, Phil's been in a bunch of other bands, right? And it's whatever that band is, but he is that band.
Okay.
Right, whether it's Down or Pantera or whatever it is. But if you're going to entitle it Pantera and you have someone else singing, it's, to me, it's not. And that's just me.
And that was my point. And I like, we usually don't agree, but thanks for agreeing with me on that.
Oh, we're going to fucking disagree later. Oh, yeah. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, not that far from this question.
We're about 18 minutes away from a disagreement.
Right. Okay, so here's this.
Might involve boiling water, I'm not sure.
Anyway, so Art, another part of Art's question was, do you think OG Pantera fans like our generation?
And you're in that same generation. Art's our age.
Oh, okay.
You don't know him, but no, you're the oldest one out of the three of us.
Oh, thank you.
If I had to guess.
Then that makes me the OG of the three of us.
I did have to put your stuff down for your like $10.99
form. Oh, my $10.99. You know, for taxes. Okay, shush. Back to me. So, flock to the show. Do people our age still go to the show? Like, is he asking, like, are people our age literally going to buy the tickets for the tour? Or are people are like us going to go to wherever we buy our music and do it that way?
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's a record release for this.
That's what my question is.
And if there is, yeah, sure. I'll flock to that. But I can tell you right now, I know where he's coming from that, and he's going to go to that show.
Okay.
He's 100% going to go to that show.
So when he says OG Pantera fans, like he's...
He's there. He's already there.
If he's not the president, he's the vice president of that club.
He's literally in front of a computer with his credit card waiting on the tickets to drop.
Okay.
And he's already there.
He's already looking for
I can tell you he's going to go to that show.
Okay. So
100%.
So then maybe that takes some clarification that the true OG fans, not just Pantera fans of our generation, but true loyal fans will go. I wouldn't consider myself a Pantera fan. Like my favorite song by them is Walk, but whatever. I can put that on repeat.
It's a great song.
I can put it on repeat if I want to, but you're not going to catch this old lady at Pantera show.
But you're going to ask the question that Art asked and only know Walk and then be the first in line to get the tickets. And he'll Well, he will fight whoever is in that physical line to be the first one to get the ticket.
He's got his
to have ticket 00001. I guarantee you.
All right.
And trust me. If that's what he wants to do, he will.
He did say, "You bet your sweet tits."
You can bet his sweet tits.
Yeah, not mine, his.
He'll have ticket 01.
Or yours. Yeah.
He can have my tits. I don't give a shit.
I'm keeping them. Mine, not yours.
That's a great question. Maybe we'll be first in line to get tickets for Art.
Oh, that would be nice. So, yeah, I think we covered that. He has mixed feelings, admittedly, because he's an actual OG fan. So, yeah, he's going to have mixed feelings.
Yeah, I know him personally. Yeah, he is absolutely a true fan.
All right. So, hopefully, Art, we answered your question completely and thoroughly.
And if we did not, feel free to hit us at the brand new
website, which is
therockrewindreview.com. There's a form at the bottom. Mel explained it earlier. Fill it out. Ask your question. Ask your complaint. Grieve it. Air it on air.
Dirty laundry. We'll share it.
Hashtag dirty laundry. New segment. That's listener corrections. All right. So I think we're going to roll right into our next question.
Okay. This one is much shorter.
Well, that's great.
Well, it doesn't mean the answer is going to be any less complicated. It just means that the actual question is shorter. So, Jason writes in, how awesome is the new Slipknot?
Oh, well, that's a good question, Jason. So, they, I guess over the last couple, maybe 6 weeks or so, last month.
Are you talking about the different singles that have been coming out? They've been coming out the last 2 months, but the album, which is The End So Far, was released
today.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Today.
Oh, wow. So Jason was really on his Slipknot.
I believe he said something about 12:30 a.m. He was 30 fucking minutes late, and they were sold out of digital copies. Oh, he was so mad. He's like, what can you do? Can you give me a digital copy? I'm like, Jason, that's not how any of this works.
But I feel like he's also leading us in a direction that I'm not sure I'm willing to go in with this. How awesome is the new Slipknot?
Seems loaded.
A little bit loaded.
But I mean, if you're not ready, then you need to find another fucking show to work on. I mean, that's all I'm saying. Because we're ready for anything here. I am.
I'm ready. I'm just saying he could have just, you know, he didn't give us a choice. He could have said, what do you think of the new Slipknot?
He's not going to say that.
No, because obviously he's a fan.
He texted me at 12:31.
All right. So, super fan.
I mean, he didn't text Slipknot, but I don't think he has that information. But
all right. So
he said, are you going to get this goddamn record? I was like, no, I'm asleep.
So, this song that's playing in the background is actually on the album, but was released prior to.
It was released prior to, but I feel like this is the stronger entry.
Yeah. And I'll just tell you that Jay had quite the reaction to this song.
Say what that is.
So, in the background, the song is called Yen, actually.
Yeah, like Japanese money.
I don't think that's what they're singing about.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't hear yen anymore.
Yeah, no. It's over.
No? Okay. All right. So now we've moved on to the song called Adderall.
This is brand new.
This came
today.
Out. Yeah, this came out with the album.
Right.
Okay. Here we go.
We're going in. So I guess I lied. We are going to maybe review some stuff. But it's based on listener questions.
No. Yeah. This we didn't choose this. Jason did.
This
is Jason's fault.
This. Yeah. A lot of shit's his fault. I'm sure somewhere along the line.
I don't know, Jason. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
He's probably a nice guy. Couldn't tell you. I don't know. It's pretty on brand. It's typical Slipknot. It's kind of slow intro. It's very serious. I will say, and listeners, correct me. These new masks are, like, absolutely fucking terrifying. 1997. They came out. I saw them back, like, I don't know, Ozfest or somewhere, and they were like third stage in the dirt. And their masks were pretty scary. But like also, it's kind of lame. Cortez's new mask is absolutely just terrifying. As much as I'd love to keep this going, guys, we got a lot to get to. This song's like almost 6 minutes long. We'll leave it underneath.
All right. So Jason's question was, how awesome is the new Slipknot album?
I mean, we're talking numbers, like 10 out of 10.
We can do it that way. But I would just like to say, so the song that you're hearing underneath and the song that we just played is Adderall. And by far, I think I may now be a Slipknot fan, which I didn't think that sentence would come out of my mouth ever. Because The Dying Song is a song that came out prior to the album release, and it's, in my head, very Slipknot-y. I'm just going to make that up. Very,
that's fine.
Okay. And then the Yen song that also came out prior to the album was really fantastic with the way that it was presented, and the video is amazingly absurd and scary. But I liked the way they used... I don't know, the voices, the music, it was really good. And like I said, Jay had a very positive reaction to it. Adderall is the one that took it over the top for me. Like that, listening to the actual voices and not being screamed and not being, you know, like screamed at or scared into the corner of my room by Slipknot was kind of nice. I don't know. So Adderall was my favorite song from the album.
Well, and that's the thing too, like, excuse me, coming from... Someone that's been a fan for a long time, and they got a bunch of records, and like, I'm not scared of any of it. And I'm not clowning on you. I'm not, but like, I guess, well, you said it yourself, right? I think I might be a Slipknot fan now. End quote. Because you're not in the corner, scared. Like, those aren't cramming the corner lyrics, cramming the corner music. That's like, that's welcoming, at least to me.
Okay.
And that's just me in my own fandom, not you as a new fan. Which is cool that like they picked up a new fan,
right?
And they weren't sure they're releasing a new record, and that's what they hope for. And you know, well, everybody needs to keep their lights on, so I can appreciate that. But knowing what I know of you, in the short amount of time that, yeah, I didn't think that you would ever say that, but that's cool. Well, and you heard it first,
right? It's not my forte. When the voices raise and I'm getting, I don't know, yelled at in music that I'm trying to enjoy, I usually turn it off or walk away. But this album definitely has something for everyone, I would say. So, Jason, I would say that the new Slipknot album is awesome, and I'm now a fan.
That's great. And that's a great question, Jason. And also, we don't want to forget about Art. That was a great question, too.
And with that, I think it's time for a break. We'll come back with more questions. Actually, there's only two more questions we're going to get to tonight because the one is quite extensive and actually not many words in the question, but the answer took a lot to
get through. Yeah, it's like a 12. It's the last one we're going to get to tonight. But, oh, okay, hold on. Art's question was also important.
They're all important.
And thank you for that. Anyways, yes, the last question is like 12 words.
Yeah, sorry.
And it was 12 hours of research.
It was.
But that's fine. So I think there was some education on both parts there, which is good because I wasn't aware of it. And I think I was on the same page as the person that asked that. And we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So we're going to take you out with this. Get a quick sponsor break and we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back from the break. Rock Rewind Review. I'm Jay.
I'm still Mel.
And cool, you're still here. I think Mel still has two, well, I guess we do, have two questions left.
That's correct. We're on number three.
I believe that's J2.
That's also correct. All right, here
good
we go.
Good friend of the show.
Oh, yay. Thanks. Here's the question.
What do you got?
Here.
Send it.
Okay. What's a song that you think defines a genre or time and place in music? If someone heard it, they would say, okay, I get it. Like for 90s alternative, even though he admits he's not a big fan, I would say Pearl Jam's Alive. It's strong musically and lyrically. What would your choices be and why?
JT, that's a tough question. Well, let's think about it. What's your example? All right, so everybody knows the song. Everybody knows James' example.
Yes, if you were alive at the time, if you don't, where were you?
Not alive.
Oh, good one, good one, good one.
Right.
All right, so do you want to answer J2 first?
Yeah, I mean, I can. I'll go right in. So, this, I mean...
All right, so he wants to know... A song that you think defines a genre or time and place in music.
Okay. So, this might be difficult for, well, I don't know. Not really difficult, but just, I guess sort of a departure from what we normally talk about on here.
Okay, well, that diversity is good.
Yeah, no, and I don't give a fuck. Like, oh. If I like it and I fuck with it, I'm into it, it's going to come up on the show.
Can I say that I really like when people ask these types of questions, the what do you think very specifically about like a time and place in your life? I feel like it lets us learn about each other because we don't know each other that well. So I'm kind of really excited to see what you say as your answer. And then Lord knows what you're going to think about mine.
Well, that's true. But this... maybe not what anyone was expecting to hear. I'll tell you what it is, why it is, and why I like it, why it's the song, why it's the genre, why it's the time. And then we'll get into, well, maybe we don't have to, but maybe we can get into why I thought it was significant, which I think is kind of the crux or what J2 was kind of asking. And if I've interpreted that wrong, he knows how to get a hold of us.
Somebody's going to let us / you know.
Right. And that's fine. Feel free to correct. So, my pick is Outkast. And it was last week we talked about a double disc. Was that on the Patreon or was that on the free show?
That was the free show.
So, Melancholy and Sadness.
Smashing Pumpkins project.
Yeah, it was like a long time ago. Now they have like their new follow-up or whatever. We talked about it. This is another double disc set. Outkast, Speaker Box, and Love Below from 2003. Probably not something that you might imagine on the Rock Rewind Review, but hey, I like it. And you know what else I like? I like the way she moves.
It's just you. The title is The Way You Move.
I know, but I'm just saying. You were 100% not there at that time.
Ready for action.
For the
one in the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all. But see, my went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking. Give me one, pass them. Drip, drip, drop. There it goes, an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face. We tapping right into your memory bank. Thanks. So click at the ticket. Let's see your seatbelt fastened. Trunk rattling like 2 minutes in the back seat wrestling. Speaker box vibrate the tag. Make it sound like aluminum cans in a bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that BASS, babe? But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that BASS, babe? All I do way.
All right, so you guys get it. If you were in any bar or any place in the early 2000s, you've heard this if you're of age. So that was my pick.
And I still want to know why.
Okay. So not really super proud, but I'll say it. So I was in the Air Force at the time, stuck away to Mexico. And a couple of the boys wanted to go to, we'll just call it an adult place.
Okay, so we're at a strip club.
And, yeah, in Tijuana.
Because otherwise you would have been, we were at a bar. So if we have to guess, it's probably.
Why would you go to a bar in Mexico?
Right.
There's a million bars in LA.
Exactly.
Which is already where you live.
Oh, all
right. Right.
Keep going.
I'm not going to drive 3 hours to, I don't know, San Diego, and then park my car in San Ysidro, and then, you know, go through a turnstile into Mexico, to Tijuana. It's like, you know, one of them special kind of bars.
Mm.
Right.
I've never been to Mexico, so no frame of reference here.
Okay, well, get ready to live.
Okay.
No.
Good. I'm ready to live.
No, there was a promo from an admin that came out about that. You didn't read it?
No.
Oh, that was supposed to get shouted out.
Oh, no. What was it?
I think we got 2 free tickets to somewhere in Mexico.
Oh, gosh.
Riviera Maya, maybe.
Can I win?
No.
Oh, man. I work here. Can I quit and win the tickets?
You can be fucking fired right now.
Okay. It wasn't really the direction I wanted.
And it's purely based on your performance.
Oh, gosh. So I guess all those people that voted for Mel need to, like, reaffirm their
right,
support.
I'd like to finish my story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, you asked.
I did. Well, actually, J2 asked, and I'm trying. Okay, I'm sorry. You're
you
right.
You prompted it.
J2, I'm sorry.
Song. I broke his question down. The song. I like the way he moved. Genre. I'll say that's hip-hop. Time, 2003. Why? Mind blown. It's a 22-year-old man, 23 maybe. Yeah, there was Ladies for Hire. And I don't know. There was about 20 of us there. And pretty much shut down the whole place. Yeah. I just had some Modelos and smoked some cigarettes with some Armored Dudes outside. I don't know what transpired, but the song was at every place ever on the entire street that we were on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's my story. That defines that time. J2, hope that answers your question. If not, well, I guess you'll write in and correct. Mel has one too.
I do. All right.
What do you got?
So my answer to the question, the song that defines the genre, the time and place for me. Oh, there she is. Oh, so the song is Papa Don't Preach by Madonna, formerly the Queen of Pop, who may have lost her throne.
100%.
Shush, let Madonna talk.
Is that Danny Aiello? Yeah, I think it is.
Maybe
Italians do it better. Apparently.
Here it comes.
Oh, you heard the hook.
All right, now I'll speak to my why.
All right, give it to us.
Okay.
Hey, and look, G2 asked a question. It's probably not some shit that we would normally have on the show, but like, I mean, I'm into it.
Okay.
That's not a story that I would readily admit. I mean, that was 20-something years ago, and that was crazy for me. I was a young man. You're a young lady when this came out, obviously.
Yeah.
So it means something to you.
Yeah, it sure does.
Well, I'm going to let you.
All right. All right. So this song is Papa Don't Preach. It is on the True Blue album that came out in 1986. It's actually number one on the album, by the way, in case you weren't an owner. I actually listened to this tape so frequently that I literally had to buy a second because I wore it out.
I'm sorry to just fucking say tape.
I did. So, yes, I wore the tape out, bought another one, but... So even though this came out in 1986, I went to private school.
Oh.
And I was a daddy's girl.
Oh.
And so I was late to the Madonna game. And so when I did get access to this, because I was finally a teenager and, you know, was able to get dropped off at the mall and go to Sam Goody and buy the tapes.
FYE.
Or that, for your entertainment. And was able to buy the tapes.
Yeah, but you guys have like record and tape traders out here too.
Okay, I wasn't born and raised here.
I'm
from Charles County.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
from Southern
the swamp.
Maryland. That's a whole other conversation. That's another conversation.
Okay.
So back to Madonna. So when I was able to go to the mall by myself and without parent supervision, etc., this was the first thing I bought. And her lyrics just spoke to me about like what female empowerment could be and defining your own boundaries within other people's expectations of you and how to like break down barriers and like respect comes from within in terms of yourself. And like, I don't know, there was just a whole lot of things going on for me and what Madonna had to say. So again, this is the 80s. This is before Vogue came out in 1990. So this is prior to that. I'm sure most people are probably voguing now. But that's my answer. So Madonna, True Blue album, first song on the album is Papa Don't Preach, which is what you just heard. And for me, she was liberating without being a sellout to herself, nor what was expected of her. So that's my...
All right, there you have it. That's Mel's take. And no, I think it's honest. And I think it's both of the songs that... her and I chose. I think it's something that you probably wouldn't normally hear here.
Yeah, on this podcast, especially with the name of it, the Rock Rewind Review. And
hey guys, welcome back to the Rock Rewind Review. We're covering Madonna and Andre 3000.
Oh, don't forget Big Boy.
Oh, and Big Boy, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Love Below. That was his record, right?
Yeah, they're the duo. But anyway, J2, hopefully that suffices your question and you know, maybe if those of you out there didn't know either one of these songs, you learned something new. So maybe there was a little bit of a
little education there.
Little rewind.
Yeah. Oh, shitty tits.
Well, damn.
A little rewind.
Yeah, because apparently we're old. So the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s are part of the review.
That's 100% Daniela.
Oh God, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, well, in your free time, you can look them up. But it's kind of a thing.
Side note, if anybody looks up this video, Papa Don't Preach by Madonna.
Yeah, she looks like a man.
Okay, I was just going to say that's the haircut I'm considering. So maybe let me know how you feel about that.
Okay, and so it is. So I think we're going to break.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go dance around some more Madonna.
Yeah, great. I'm going to go dance in traffic.
Oh.
Because that was absolutely fucking painful.
So what I'm hearing is you're not a fan.
I didn't say that.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I just said.
Yeah.
It's dark.
I heard you.
I'm wearing mostly dark clothing. And I'm going to play in traffic.
All right.
We'll see what shakes out.
Hit the outro.
Oh, my God. Well, before we get to that. I do. I think we both kind of, well, we got to get into this. So our last question. Well, it's deep.
Oh, you're prefacing.
I'm gonna tease it.
Okay.
I'm gonna tease it up front.
All right.
I'm not gonna say the name.
All right.
But when we come back from break, we'll bring it up.
I'll read the full question.
You'll read the full question, which I don't know. It might be 11 words.
Which required,
I don't know, an hour and a half of research per word. I'm not entirely sure the person that asked this question realized that, but we got educated, and we're going to educate them.
Well, also,
and everyone else that listens.
We talked about at the beginning when we introduced this episode that it was our goal to be thorough.
We're going to go the full length.
Yeah, we were going to be thorough in our responses.
And the person that asked this question is a patron, so we're going to do it up, right. And we're going to do it right.
Right. And we did. And
we did a full dive.
We deep dive.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna give my thoughts.
All right, I'm gonna go. Maybe I'll dance Madonna and stretch since this next question is gonna take a lot.
Sweet. I'm gonna. Well, yeah.
Yeah. If he's not back, you know what happened.
Yeah, I'm gonna go dance with my garbage disposal or something.
Uh-oh. Hit the button. Play the outro.
We'll be back. Maybe.
I will soon. Be.
There's one more question left. Somebody's gonna answer it. We'll see what shakes out. Hey guys, welcome back. After a quick break, I'm Jay.
Mel here again.
Oh, and more still, the Rock Rewind Review.
Still, so, yeah. Oh,
we're
sorry.
With our fourth question.
This one's the doozy.
It's big time. But you know what? We said we're going to do it, and we're going to do it.
And it's going to be thorough. It's going to be very thorough.
It's a big follow-through, and I'm not really sure that maybe the person asking the question.
Well, let me read the question first.
Yeah, get into it. Okay. Let's go.
All right. Excuse me. It says, fellow Weezer lovers.
Shout out.
Your thoughts on the new Weezer album. Love, Ryan. So, the new Weezer album is actually more of a project.
It's four fucking records.
It's got four parts. Seasonal, which is kind of cool. So there's a spring and a summer and an autumn and a winter.
Well, so it's called Seasons, and it's like an abbreviation, right? So it's S-Z-N-Z.
Right.
Seasons. And so Seasons, the first one they dropped was
Spring.
And
it was dropped on March 20th, 2022, which is the spring equinox.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They're lining up fucking moons and shit.
Well,
I mean, Rivers Cuomo's pretty smart.
Wait till you hear about the rest of the dates.
Okay. So then there were Seasons.
Okay. So the Seasons is the whole project. The first album is called Spring, which came out March 20th of 2022, which corresponds with the spring equinox. The second album, Summer, was released on June 21st of 2022, which corresponds with the summer solstice. Third,
longest day of the year.
Yeah. And third, and most recently, on September 22nd of 2022, corresponding with the autumn equinox, autumn.
Okay, so that would make sense. And so if I'm tracking correctly, there's a should be a winter project following up on December 21st, which would coalesce with
nice word,
the winter
solstice,
which would be the shortest day of the year and hopefully the shortest fucking record of this goddamn project, because this was a goddamn nightmare. Ryan,
well, come on. He says
love Weezer.
No, he says love Ryan, which you know, maybe he's just being nice. But it says fellow Weezer lovers.
He's being Ryan, and that is nice, and that's who he is.
All right, so fellow Weezer lovers, your thoughts on the new Weezer album. But I think he should have used the word project.
Yeah, we've got about 20 hours of thoughts. Right? We're going to get into it.
Instead of...
Pack a fucking sandwich.
Oh, pack your cooler. But yeah, it should be albums or new Weezer project if I had to edit this. No offense, Ryan.
Oh, it's been edited.
Okay.
And it's already long.
Well, and I'd like to just...
But we're going to do it deep, and we're going to do it right, just like we always do.
All right.
We don't go half in on anything.
Nope. But
and we're going to answer Brian's question.
We are. And I would just like to say, first of all, I am not a Weezer lover, period.
You're a goddamn dick bitch. Just saying.
Okay. So let me back that up with... If I have to hear the song, or if I ever hear again, or someone said to me, Melinda, if you ever had to listen to the song Buddy Holly or eat your own big toe, which one would you rather do? I would eat my own big toe. That's how annoying that song is to me.
Well, that, yeah, I don't know.
Does that piss off actual Weezer fans? Because, like, that's their big thing. Was that, like, it? Was that what made them?
Yeah, 1994. Think about it.
Well, I'm thinking that I hated it. Still do.
Well, you're entitled to that.
But people would probably guess that it's because of the fact that it was oversaturated on the radio, which is all we had. But I also just find it annoying. And
but that would... Okay, so... That was their banger from the Blue album, right?
I think there's other bangers on that album.
Yeah.
It would not.
Garage. Like, there was other songs on there that were, like, really good. But that was the one that got a ton of spins on the radio.
Right. So somebody...
And that's what we knew. So, and it had an amazing fucking video.
Didn't have MTV or any... So no
idea. So you wouldn't know.
No. No.
Okay, so don't... Don't blame Weezer for your lack of access at that time.
Sorry. Sorry, Weezer. I won't blame you for my lack of access to your video that may have made me a fan. My apologies.
Did you ever see Happy Days?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, check it out.
No.
Okay.
Laverne and Shirley was a much better show. Anyway, moving on. So again, the first album is Spring, and where do you want
Angels
to start?
Angels on Vacation, we just heard that underneath, wasn't really the banger.
Okay, so it's not the banger, but it's really adorable. It's adorable in the fact that it talks about like how simple love can be, and it's like he talks about grabbing a hoodie and taking a ride and doing this like day date, and it's really cute, and it's like...
No mention of Buddy Holly.
Thank God. But there's no pretense. It's just all very simple. Not like in a bad way simple, but like...
Showed up.
Love should be easy. And that's what this is. It reminded me of like teenage love where you just like, you know, hang out at the lockers and the, you know, in the hallway and things like that. I don't know.
I mean, I guess.
I didn't think it was terrible.
I was very studious.
Right. I didn't think it was terrible, but I wouldn't call it a banger either.
Well, I got a banger for
you. Oh, gosh.
It's from the same record. And out of the three records that, well, of this project of four that have been released, to me, this is my fucking Buddy Holly. And in a classic dick bitch fashion, you can suck it. How about that?
Oh, I don't know if that's very nice. But the song is called A Little Bit of Love. And that's the banger that Jay is talking about. And I don't know what we're going to find out, but there seems to be a lot of like emotion and love on this Spring album. Some of the other songs mentioned or that are actually on the
album. I mean, isn't that what people do in the spring? Mate, feed, kill, repeat?
Well, wow. I was thinking about rebirth and regrowth and things like that, like things that were... you know, tan or whatever, become green again. So on the album, there's Garden of Eden, which got an immediate yuck from me.
Well, I mean, we heard that, right?
No, we didn't hear Gordon.
Oh, we didn't hear that one yet.
No, I was just sharing my immediate yuck. Oh, is this your banger? Okay, so I'll shut up about what sucks. My bad.
Keep it down.
Mountains, swam oceans, you got knocked down and kept going. In the end, you know you got to say a little bit of love goes a pretty long way.
All right, we hit the hook.
So good.
Mel left the room. She's like, this sounds like fucking Buddy Holly.
No, that's trash. Bullshit. This is...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hear it wrong?
Yeah. This is actually... So, outside of what I... Again, sorry to stereotype or generalize my friend's Weezer. But this is so outside of the box for me that, like, I literally dance to this. I already know, like, half the words, which I never do to songs... ever, but it's really, really good. Like, genuinely, like, from my, like, this is weird, but like, from my heart, like, this song is really good. And in the process of doing the research to answer Ryan's question, like, I definitely have shed a tear or seven to this song. So
how did you fucking end up here? You're in a room with a fucking music monster, and you've learned a lot in, like, I think 3 weeks.
I'm a good learner. I like to learn. I think I said that in my interview. Like, I like to learn. But
I guess I was fucking sleeping on that one.
Well, you were a hater from the get. You were like...
I said I would entertain it. Yeah. Well. The listener's spoken.
Right. But this song is so good.
No, it is. And I got to agree with you. And I as much as I don't want to agree with you about anything.
Well, and like, can I just point out some of the very specifics of things I like?
We don't have somebody else to bounce this off of. I don't have somebody. Right, it's a two-piece tonight.
So, like I was going to say. So it talks about... Yep. So
it's pack of lunch.
Yeah. So it talks about in this song about being knocked down, about healing, about how there's battles that we all fight, and how some people show it, some people hide it, about taking... the opportunity to walk on the sunny side of the street. Like, it's just a really upbeat, happy song.
No,
like,
it is a great song.
But not in, like, a cheesy, like, annoying kind of way. Like, but the music is great, the lyrics are good, and they just blend really well together.
Yeah, no, it's not ironic, like a fucking Taylor Swift. Like, oh, let's be upbeat. No one cares. And that's just pop. And, like, and nothing against her. She makes a zillion dollars, whatever. That we'll never get to spend on this show.
I was
gonna tell you that. None of it.
Unless it's an answer to one of my questions. But
oh, that could be true. Yeah.
Yeah. So this was a real shocker for me because, like I said, I walked into this whole question, Ryan, hating Weezer and not expecting to find a jewel like this that would really just have all the feels for me and make me want to move and, like, I don't know. It was great. Best thing. So far.
So.
Okay.
Moving on.
Oh, right. So.
Third one.
No. We're on album two. We're on Summer.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Summer.
Correct.
Well, they all look the same.
This one was a struggle. And I gotta be honest, summer's my favorite season of the year.
It's a little hot in Maryland.
Well, it's more humid than it is hot, but all right. So again, June 21st of this year, 2022. I don't know. This one is called Thank You and Goodnight. This was the best thing we could find on the album. I have some commentary on some of the other songs, but, like, I guess this would be the best.
Yeah, so they're all like what, 7 or 9 songs each. So they're kind of like long EPs. And I think this one we both kind of thought, well, like you said, the best one. Oh, fuck, is this Slayer?
Megadeth.
the first game. Oh, fuck no, it's not Slayer.
Oh, no, not with that voice.
I mean, it's on brand for Weezer.
Which makes me circle back to the fact that they're not...
Stop.
Good. Sorry, I'm going to hold on to my spring album.
You can hold on to whatever you want. It won't be your goddamn paycheck.
You said check.
Thank you and good night. Adios.
Bye.
Been dismissed. $10.99 is in the mail. All right. Well, you can look that up in your free time. We can't put any more. I cannot put any more time.
Well, all
right. I'm almost going to agree with Mel that, like, Weezer's consumed my life for 2 days.
Never thought it. All right. So let me just comment on a couple things.
Oh, here we go.
All right. So
buckle up.
So one of the songs on the summer album is called Lawn Chair, which I was really excited about because I'm all about laying out and being tan. Not good. No bueno. There was a song called Records, which we listened to more than one time, and it kind of, like, it was okay. It wasn't one of those, like, we got 10 seconds in and immediately, like, push stop, but it wasn't really noteworthy. There's a song called Blue Like Jazz.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
I mean, it's fine enough.
Fine enough. That's another way of saying okay-ish. There's a song called Opposite of Me. There's a song called What's the Good of Being Good.
And that's on Summer, right?
This is all the Summer songs.
Okay.
Which, again, was the album I was rooting for because it's my favorite season. And I would say, of the three, it's the worst of the three that are out
there. Oh, well, fuck me.
Yeah, well.
But I think what kind of confuses people, too, and maybe, like, some, you know, if you're working or whatever, and like some people just turn on a local rock channel and they hear Weezer that they've never heard before and they think it's all the same record.
Right.
But it's not.
No.
It's three different records that have been released so far.
As part of a project.
As part of a project. And so they maybe think those are all just singles and it's like, man, Weezer's really killing it. No, they just released 47 songs and they oversaturated fucking, you know, the local rock channel.
Well, and to that point, this was really ambitious.
No, it is.
To push out four albums in 1 year, like, that's insane.
If I wore hats, mine's off to them. No, true. I mean, I don't know. I've been a Weezer fan since I was, like, 14 years old.
Okay, I've never been a Weezer fan. And
well,
again,
that's been made evident.
And I'm ready to eat my own tail. But...
Well, good thing you got nine more.
Nom nom.
I don't know.
All right, so we have the third album, which is Autumn, which is the one that just came out, like, what, 8 days ago? September 22nd,
2022. Yeah, it was last
week. Oh, thank you. Autumn Equinox.
That was a Tuesday.
Yay.
Well, I just remember the Clutch show was the 17th. That was a Saturday.
The fun dates with Jay.
Well, the human calendar.
All right. So this one is... what we agreed is the best song from this part.
Yes, what happens after you?
Turn it up. Waiting on a call back from you. Did I hear an echo? Or am I living in deja vu? Corrosion in the wires makes it hard for me to understand. Part of me is curious. So who else was dancing? Because I was definitely dancing.
It wasn't me, and if I could have got this iPad up quick enough, I was going to definitely tweet that out, how much you hate Weezer, and that chair was going to absolutely break your ass.
It's fun. It's upbeat. It makes me want to move. Like, yes. So while the song A Little Bit of Love from the Spring album is definitely by far, this is number two. what happens after you, and I'm dancing, and I'm moving, and I'm happy, and I'm smiling. Love it. Thoughts?
I mean, it was pretty on brand, and so I just kind of want to, I guess, rewind it, as it were. I read a little article about this process and this project, and so I don't know if you, I don't know, and listeners, you can kind of correct us too. Every one of these songs is kind of islandy in the sun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Which I
which
don't
was hate. A which was a fucking radio banger,
and I don't hate it.
Okay, well, you can't like a song and then hate the band.
I can't.
It doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
I don't give a shit. It's America.
I'm a woman. I do what I want.
Oh, wow. Because you're a woman. Yep. I was going to say it's America, and you can do what you want, and you're welcome. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, yeah, it was my pleasure. Long story short.
Do you work at Chick-fil-A?
No, I don't.
That's what they say. My pleasure.
Yeah. Anyway. They're chicken.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, yeah, we're going to get back negative to criticism for that. And, yeah, I don't give a shit because, well, I'm me. Anyways, point is, thank you for the derailment.
That's what I do.
I was reading an article, and so with this project, the lead singer Rivers Cuomo, they kind of had, they wanted him to come back and write like he did on Say It Ain't So from the Blue album, which obviously is trash, you know, from, I have that from the highest authority.
Right. The song made me a
first quarter employee.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah. Anyways, they wanted to get back to that, and they did. And I think if you listen to every song that we generally were like, it's on brand, didn't really like them, it sounds like Weezer, but it's fucking Island in the Sun. And then the one I was like, oh my God, is that fucking Slayer? No, it's not.
No, it ain't.
But I think we can agree the best one was from Spring.
A little bit of love.
A little bit of love, yeah. And I think that's the big, I think that's the big takeaway. I mean, we're going to see maybe December 21st what we get into.
Yeah, who knows what winter holds. Oh, snow angels.
Some snow.
Snow angels. Or snow shapes. In.
It's your winter. Whatever.
Snowball fights. Sledding.
Yeah, I don't know. By that time, I think episode 10 will be a wrap, and then that'll be close on season one.
Which so essentially just means I got fired. I will no we'll longer see. Be
there
employed.
Might be contract negotiations come January. We'll see what shakes out. So, Ryan, thank you for the question, but you did say something in opening. Weezer lover.
Yeah.
Is. I guess maybe. Weezer lovers?
Plural.
Well, yeah. We had to change it because.
Well, there's more than one.
There's more than one of us. There's supposed to be three. That didn't work out tonight.
True.
Temporary. But I will say, I did bring it up earlier. That 10th anniversary record.
Oh, God. Ryan, this is for you.
It's not. It's for me.
Oh.
This is like ear bleach.
Wow, that's pretty selfish.
And it's my show.
I'm going to go eat my toe.
You do whatever you got to do. Adios. Arrivederci. This is from Dusty Gems, Raw Nuggets. It's Jamie. Black Record. We're going in.
Please tell me, 'cause I need to know, I need to know.
You guys know the hook. It's a classic. It's a dusty gem. It's a raw nugget. It's a B-side. It's a rarity.
See, if the radio had played that more than Buddy Holly, I may have been a fan from years ago.
That's why it's a dusty gem and a raw nugget. Right. It's a B-side. It's a rarity.
Well, thank God I
work here. You had to pay extra money to get it.
Oh, man. I didn't have any of that. Free radio.
Or MTV.
Didn't have that.
They didn't play it on there anyways.
I'm going to restate it again. Didn't have that.
Okay.
But that song was really good. So, Ryan, even though this was slightly painful, mostly putting up with Jay, but I actually did get to realize that Weezer isn't all bad and it's not all Buddy Holly. So, and I did find my new jam, which I'm going to dance to.
What might that be?
Oh, that is called, which one is my dance jam? Well, it's not a little bit of love. Oh, man. It's not a little bit of love.
Did you even fucking show up with a pen and paper or anything?
It's What Happens After You from the Autumn album.
I get a new co-host. That's what happens.
Well, all right. Lucky you.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Could be worse. We'll see.
For her, like
literally for the fucking fifth one.
For them or for you?
For them. I say for us. Anyways, long story short, we want to get a big shout out.
Big thank you.
Big thank you. Big shout out. Ryan, J2.
Jason.
Jason.
And Art.
And Art.
Thank you so much for spending your time and taking the time to write to us so that we could answer you and... Look at all this stuff. Look at Pantera and Slipknot and Think About Our Youth. Shout out Madonna. And the deep dive into Weezer.
And 80 minutes on Weezer.
Yeah.
No, it was great. It was a good dive on all of it. And yeah, you're the reason, you know, that we do this. And if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be. So we just wanted to do an entire show of listener mail because it is stacking up. And that's good. That's good for everybody.
Yeah.
So. But we just wanted to shout out to you and shout out to your questions and make sure that you guys were heard and your questions are being read and maybe other listeners might have the same question and well,
or if you have
to be asked twice, especially about Weezer.
Or if you have a question now that we've opened this conversation, if you have a follow up question, feel free.
Yeah.
Is there something you wanted to mention about an idea we've been? Well, tossing back and forth?
Right. So it's not going to be till after maybe the first of the year.
Okay. So January.
Right. So thank you, calendar.
well, you were doing it.
Anybody
before.
That's. All right. So people listen to podcasts. It's not just rock or metal or whatever. There's a ton of stuff out there and people, there's all kinds of stuff. So true crime's pretty big. That's my thing. That's what I listen to when I'm not doing this. And. We may do some sort of
twist, blend twist. Of.
And that's all we're going to say.
Oh. Okay.
There might be something coming up.
Then I'm going to shut the fuck up. All right. Thank you.
Please.
Okay.
You have no idea what the fuck is in my head. Don't even pretend.
No, I don't want to.
Right. So there's that. And then I think we have. Yeah. And again, if you guys, you know, I don't know, want to support us, that's. Patreon.com/TheRockRewindReview. I think some of our socials have changed. Mel shouted out earlier at the top of the show.
Yes. So when you're on Twitter, it's at podcast RRR. It does not include the word triple. And if you're going to Instagram, then...
That's changed because they changed their...
Their rules.
Right. They changed like what you could do.
Yeah. So we had to... decrease the number of letters in the title. So it is Official Rock Rewind Review Pod.
That's fine.
Well, yeah. And
well, because that's what it is.
Correct. And all of this can be found on the website, which has been revamped.
Which is also new.
Yes, revamped, if you will.
Yeah, I'll buy that. And there was something else.
I think it's just time to say goodnight.
Yeah.
Or goodbye. Or both.
How about so long? Till next time.
Adios.
Arrivederci.
Thank you.
Take you out with us.